This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Officers involved in the arrest of a 73-year-old with dementia in 2020 violated key Loveland Police Department policies. That's according to a report released today by a national auditing firm. CPR's Allison Borden says the department's policies on ethics, use of force, chain of command, and complaints were all violated in Karen Gardner's arrest.
An officer dislocated Gardner's shoulder and broke her arm during the arrest. The report revealed that a sergeant who was also at the scene later changed the case number for his body cam footage, essentially hiding evidence. Loveland City Manager Steve Adams says the report helps the city and the police department move forward.
We are committed to having continuous improvement in our organization. It started the day after things happened and we found out, and it has not stopped and will not stop.
The former officer who injured Gardner is serving a 5-year prison sentence for his involvement in the case. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
A new exhibit is pairing established artists with younger ones to create map-based pieces exploring identity. Platform in Denver presents Collected Perspectives, Cartography, Belonging, Place, and Identity, tonight at 6 in the city's Rhino Arts District. Artists collaborate on a map depicting their homes and neighborhoods as part of the monthly First Friday activities. And this is CPR News. Right now in Boulder, it's 41 degrees, Delta 43. It's 5:06.